flipped out and were saying that it was your show, and I was like, oh, all right, well, I guess it's your show.
I was, that's taken out of context.
So, explain to them how we're doing this. On
have we started?
I don't know. Let's
let's fucking start. All right, welcome everybody to Pod Trash, season finale.
Feinberg presents.
It's everybody's show. We're all a big one happy family. I am Rick Feinberg. Besides me is Corey Vivian Castle. Across from me is
Corey and Vivian Castle.
Matthew Julian Flowers. We are all
Matthew Hugh.
And Bobcat Goldwith is here as well. Hey, we got a studio audience today. Make a little noise, guys. Hey, all right. Season finale. People actually came out.
I got a divorce. Save the hands. My name is Bobcat Goldfight.
And if you guys...
I was in police academy.
You want to do this again?
That's his gimmick.
I know. It's his gimmick.
This is my gimmick. I interrupt people.
We got Matthew Fox here, too. Let's make some noise for Matthew Fox. Ooh. What's up, guys?
Interrupting Cal who?
And we have legendary Canadian songwriter Brian Adams. Everybody put your hands up for Brian Adams. Yeah. Hey, guys, what's up? That's
Warriors
right.
Warriors, come out and play.
How's everybody doing? I just came from the Tim Hortons.
All right. This is not the Matthew Flower Show. So I'm going to get down to what it actually is. And ladies and gentlemen, today is Drunk Day.
Drunk?
Yay.
Pod Trashed is how we're going to
Pod Trashed.
That's how
I like Drunk Day better.
Whatever.
Whatever you listen to it, fuck you.
That's your show, so...
I think I just heard a bunch of crickets.
It's Pod Trashed. And the first part of this episode, we're going to be doing... I should have been keeping track of how long we're going, because I have no idea.
Because we didn't start it.
Yeah, we started it.
We started at the tape going in.
We'll say we've been doing this for 2 minutes. How's that? 2 minutes so far. Okay,
so... 2 minutes on the clock.
2 minutes on the clock. So, well, the first thing that we got going on is we're playing a game of Edward 40 Hands. If you don't know what Edward 40 Hands is, basically you tape 40s to your hands and you drink them.
Uh-huh.
And that is what we're doing. So we have no use of our hands at all.
So that's why...
I can do whatever I want with my hands.
I can do anything better than you. You can do anything better than me. And I can't. Yes, I can. No, I can't.
Two sips and he's acting like he's drunk already.
Fuck you.
He sings that song every time he's drunk. I've heard it.
All right.
What was that whispering?
What?
Do that whispering again.
I was going to say something.
You were like...
No, I was going to say... I was counting in my head how many ounces he had taped to his hand. It's 80.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yep.
40 plus 40.
I didn't want to say anything and show everybody up on my math skills.
Mathlete.
It's 80 ounces.
It's Mathlete.
It's 40 plus 40 is 80.
What's 40 plus 40? I forgot to
get it. Real quick, what's 40 plus 40? I want to sound smart. What do you have? Do you have like 54 ounces or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is that?
Is this 16 ounces?
I don't know. He went to the store and didn't know what Edward 40 Hands was, so he bought A40.
I did not do that.
I'm blaming you, sir.
Matt went to...
I'll blame both of you.
What? He's got liquor over there.
Is that not...
That's distorted
ears?
As hell, yeah.
No,
we had microphone problems earlier.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's
microphone
okay.
Problems, doing? But a bitch ain't one, right?
Microphone problems, but a bitch ain't one.
We have nothing to talk about. Our entire...
It looks like in one hand you have Lexington Steele's cock, and the other one's LeVar Burton. I'm reading Rainbow's cock.
Rainbow?
Yeah.
The guy from the Star Trek? Yeah. Blind guy from Star Trek?
That's my impression. Reading, I don't know what he said.
Reading Rainbow.
Captain. Hello, Captain.
Reading Rainbow.
His name was Captain... or not Captain.
No, he was Geordi LaForge, yeah.
I know that, but...
I never once watched a single episode of Next Generation.
I watched a few, but... I don't retain many...
Original series is the only good series, in my mind. Matthew James Flowers. Any word?
Matthew James... I was talking earlier about 7-Eleven.
Okay. That's not what we were talking about.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I was thinking about...
That's my gimmick. I don't really pay attention to what you say. I interrupt you with shit that doesn't mean anything. That's my gimmick. That's what I do. That's my contribution to the show. I contribute that.
That's my contribution.
My contribution. All right.
Are you guys done?
Are you guys done with your boring ass shit? 7-Eleven. Talk about 7-Eleven.
All right. I was actually thinking about, before I took a sip, about LeVar Burton. I follow him on Twitter.
Oh, and 7-Eleven? Do you go to 7-Eleven?
No, I'm not talking anymore.
Oh, my God.
You guys, dude. This show sucks. This is my gimmick. Stop interrupting me.
This is my gimmick. I do that.
Do you guys want to just make out? Seriously, the sexual tension. With a knife, you could cut it. Are you guys done?
A game we should have played is like stick each three of us in a room blindfolded with lipstick on.
We have to kiss ourselves
out of the room for survival. That would have been way more entertaining.
You guys' faces are too hairy. I would be all too.
You have to kiss to the death.
Kiss it.
Someone,
it's a kiss death match.
Until there's one person left.
Kiss death.
What? You guys just look really awkward with your hands taped like that.
Well, it is really awkward. That's the game.
Really awkward.
You tape 40s to your hands and you see who can finish first. And considering he only has a 40 and a beer, like were they out of ponies?
I don't get that reference at all. But whatever. Neither one of you look like Johnny Depp.
Pony is?
Maybe Michael Anthony Hall.
Michael
Anthony Hall, dude. No, he was in Edward Scissorhands. Was that the shtick? Is that the shtick?
His name is...
Isn't it Michael? Anthony?
It is Anthony. I'm thinking of Michael Clark Duncan. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Which you have a real resemblance.
Michael Anthony, wasn't he like the drummer for Led Zeppelin or something?
I don't know.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
It's Bono, dude.
No. All right, then not that.
Bono is from you.
Wow.
No, John Bonham. John Bonham is
John Bonham, isn't he like the soccer player?
No, John Bonham is the drummer for Led Zeppelin.
I don't know.
Who's the guy for...
Michael Anthony is a guitar player or something. Def Leppard that has one arm?
Yeah, that's him. He's a drummer.
I don't know what his name is.
He's got the best two arms in the biz.
The best... Oh, yeah. What is that movie?
That's from Secret Pants.
Oh, okay.
When
they were doing MacGyver?
Yeah.
Reference no one will get except the five people that have seen Secret Pants videos.
Check out secretpants.net. They've got some pretty funny
stuff. They're funnier than us.
They're funnier than us. Stop listening to this podcast and go check them out.
You always do that, dude.
What?
Why?
No, then I was kidding. I started that.
What?
I think people should listen to this podcast.
I do too. I think we're fucking hilarious. Not right now. Give us a couple minutes.
I can shrug sometimes and be...
Dude, it's cool. You know what? You know why? It's not self-deprecating because the shows that you hate are the ones that you're not funny on. If you're funny on a show... No, I'm serious.
Shit, you just got shit on in the mouth, man.
No, the ones that
shit in
don't
your mouth.
A lot to the table. You do a lot. Listen to me. Can you shut the fuck up?
I'm loving this. I'm go ahead. I'm loving it.
I'm not fucking
I'm
up or anything.
I'm loving this.
I don't... I mean...
Are we done loving this?
No, just go ahead.
I haven't really disliked many of them.
Dude, after the last six podcasts, literally, after episode four, you have not liked a single one.
I don't dislike them. I just have moments where I think, hey.
He just likes to hear himself do funny voices. This Matthew James Flowers. And he just likes to belch. Stop being my friend.
Don't kick me out. So,
7-Eleven, what happened?
I bought some of those buffalo chicken taquitos.
Oh, yeah.
And they're fucking delicious.
Those are delicious.
What was the direct...
I might go there tomorrow, actually.
What was the direct quote you said about that earlier? Said the most delicious piece of shit.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, right? It's not like nutrition or
it's
anything,
not like
but
it's a piece of shit.
It hits the spot, man.
Well, oh, you did actually mean a piece of shit. Okay.
I literally ate a piece of shit. That 7-Eleven sold me.
Shit right in your mouth.
I had to pay $2 to eat a piece of shit.
God, put that beer down again. You keep on trying to put it down. And you can't because it's taped to your hand. What are you doing? You're biting it.
I'm trying to get it off.
Stop. You're biting it.
I think
you
it's...
You don't get to take that
next,
off.
Next...
But it's empty.
It doesn't matter. You keep that until you finish both.
I think for our season two opener, instead of playing the Edward Scissorhands, we should play Mask. Like the guy with the messed up face.
Rocky Dennis?
Yeah, just fucking pour acid on our faces and.
Can I play Cher?
Yeah.
How do you play that game?
I don't know.
Be great. He's been hurt by a man.
He just cock blocked the hole.
I remember when Jim Carrey the mask. That's what I thought it was. I was flipping on the watch and I saw this retard with a retarded face, and I was I was scared.
Hey, yeah. he got to bang a really hot blind chick.
Did he?
In the movie. Blind, not blonde.
Oh, that's Hollywood for you.
Oh, man.
No, not in real life.
Oh, you're...
Something... I'm getting text messages that I can't read.
Well, that's part of the joy.
Are they that important?
I hold my phone in my crotch butt area.
Did you ever hear back from the midget from no, Seinfeld?
No.
Good. I hate midgets.
They'll just come out right now.
I've been watching so much of the Cleveland.
I love listening to myself talk.
I noticed.
Stop calling me, Dick.
Oh,
He's calling my phone. All right. My ass tape is vibrating.
Your ass tape.
You're calling him a dick. You got LeVar Burton's cock in your hand. Huh?
This is going downhill fast. Dear Lord. What the fuck were you saying?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I have no idea. I don't know. It went to midgets and ass tank.
Yeah, I was talking about midgets.
Oh, I was watching the Cleveland show.
The Cleveland show, yes.
They did I watched the episode where the baby, Rollo, hangs out with the midget guy. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
I'm going to get married.
And then the midget's like, we don't like that word. And he was like, yeah, but if I say anything else besides midget, how are people going to know what I'm talking about? And the guy was like, you have a point. And then the midget all of a sudden was like, all right, yeah, fine, whatever. We're midgets.
All of a sudden does not have a problem with the word midget.
Where's Eddie at, man?
Eddie, our one
Eddie.
Fan.
Let me tell you something about Eddie. All right.
Yeah. Yes?
Just give up. I have four words for him. Just give up on life.
That's five.
Whatever.
I think there was also an right before.
Our one fan, Eddie, that really likes our show is down the shore and could not be here in the studio audience tonight.
Our studio audience is talking about fucking...
Our studio audience isn't paying attention to the show.
No, but they're fucking... Whatever. They talk about dresses and tampons.
Good.
Let's all talk about what we want to talk about. Our periods. That's what we all want to talk about, right, ladies?
Stop calling me. Who the fuck keeps calling me, yo?
I'll tell you what. I used to have 8 periods a day, and I never complained. Boom. Get it?
I did. High school. That was actually funny.
High school. I have 8th period now.
How awesome is it that when you tell jokes, people say it's actually funny, like because most of the jokes you tell aren't funny.
No, stop it. I don't think anybody has not laughed at any of my jokes.
He's funny to the point where he's awkward.
That's my fucking thing, dude.
Yeah, that's your thing. But I'm not putting you down. Why is everybody think I'm putting them down today?
You can't put me down. I'm like the Ric Flair of comedy.
You never got me down, right? It was this fucking raging bull. If I can. Oh, no.
I'm funny, but in a fucking...
Yeah, dude, you're funny to the point where it's awkward, but that joke that you said, I know, that joke that you said was actually funny. That's what I meant.
Yeah,
it was actually funny.
I know,
funny.
Because sometimes I tell shitty jokes on purpose.
I know, that's what I'm talking about.
That is my thing, dude.
I'm on your side.
That's my thing.
I'm fighting for your right to tell awful jokes, sir. I'm on your side.
You're like this Schindler's List of comedy.
Sometimes I pick my nose, and but I said my thing.
You're like the Schindler.
You're like the German guy hanging out his window with a rifle of comedy. In 1942.
This is going swell.
This is not going swell at all.
I'm so glad this is the season finale.
I know.
Matthew, what is your weekend plan, sir?
This, doing this for 4 hours, or whatever, how many hours, whatever.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Not doing 4 hours of a drunk show.
Yeah, that's it.
My weekends go by really fucking quick now, dude.
Since the job?
Yeah. Well, since the
empty beer bottle.
Since the
dude, that's part of the game.
Since the heroin addiction.
Suck it up, bro.
What?
I just do heroin all weekend.
Huh? You should have drank that one first.
Yeah, you should have drank.
Hindsight.
Intern Nikki.
What was that? What was his name? Captain Hindsight.
Captain Hindsight. Yeah, on South Park. That was a good episode. That was the Cthulhu.
You know why you guys...
Stop trying to take that off.
I'm just itching something.
You know why you guys aren't funny? It's because every podcast, you have to rely on a South Park. Fucking... Oh, do you remember in South Park? At least I try to create shit, even though 90% of it sucks. Bobcat Goldthwait is way funnier than South Park, dude. Everybody knows it.
Yes.
All right, then. Moving on.
I feel like I'm in Auschwitz.
I'm Pauly Shore. The weasel, man. The weasel. That's my gimmick now.
Oh, God. I feel like I need to...
Don't harsh my gig so hardcore.
I feel like I'm a 12-year-old Jewish girl, and I'm never going to escape Poland.
All right, so here's the people that shouldn't listen to our show. Germans, Jews, any kind of Holocaust.
Anybody named Barry Horowitz.
Holocaust survivor. Midgets, blacks, Mexicans, gays.
I was thinking today about,
Mexicans?
No, like black midgets. What if there was a black midget who was gay? And he just didn't get offended by shit and be like, wow, dude, you really take it on the chin, don't you?
Is that another gay reference?
Yes.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
That would be, it'd be a cool guy to keep around, I guess.
Yeah, because it's like, no, you say shit and people would be like, oh, that's messed up, dude. Be like, no, dude, I have a gay black friend. You can't hold shit.
I can say whatever the fuck I want.
I have a gay black midget friend.
And make him Jewish while we're at it.
Oh, he's transgender sometimes.
He's trans.
Every once in a while.
You know those Jews, they're all transgender.
He's
the hell?
He's a gay black Jew.
That has nothing to do with gender.
Jew midget.
That has nothing to do with ginger. Christ.
He's a ginger, too.
He's a ginger. Wait, a gay black midget Jewish ginger. I think we would have to create an entire new species.
There you go.
There you go. There's something original. They never did that at South Park.
That wasn't a reference to nothing else.
There you go.
Man.
What if they ever made reference to a midget or a black person?
I've actually heard that joke. I think Dane Cook told that joke like 3 years ago.
Man, I don't know who it is.
Stop it.
Who else is calling me? I think we have a caller on the line, folks. Is it you? Who's doing that?
It's your phone,
it
dude.
I don't know who it is.
Don't bother with it.
But what if it's important, like a job or something?
It's probably Eddie.
They're going to call on a Friday night at 10:30.
It's Eddie. He's listening down the shore.
God damn it. What am I going to do now? He should be a Jewish anti-Semite.
What? Okay.
A Jewish
anti-Semite. I get it.
You know, like, there's, like, racist black dudes. Like,
that hate blacks?
There's black dudes who hate black people, yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, it's called Bill Cosby.
All right, that's true.
There's black dudes who hate black people. I think there's a lot of Jewish people who hate Jewish people.
Probably. I'd imagine.
I mean, to a degree, you just fucking hate it. You just sometimes just want to hate everyone.
I just hate people in general. I don't really hate any specific group of people.
Like breaking shit down. If I want to hate somebody, I'm just going to hate them.
Like, everybody who I see while I'm driving, hate them. I don't care if they're black, white, Mexican.
Or your friend on the road, on the side of the road. Not you. Fuck you. You're negative. I'm not picking you up.
All right, let's not talk about that. But, what?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, fuck you.
That fat twat don't listen to our show.
It's very true. I had to use it, yeah. I used a 40 to scratch the side of my face. I'm sorry. But,
Who is... What are you...
Somebody keeps on texting
Somebody's
Corey Castle.
Me
or calling him.
From across the room.
Why don't you stand up? There's nothing holding you just to the chair.
Your hands aren't even wrapped to that beer anymore.
Use your ass to move the phone away so it'll be on the floor.
It's on the chair. It's not...
Yeah, I know it's on the chair. Move it to the... I'm drinking 240s here, sir. Move it to the floor.
It's probably one of your fans emailing you.
Yeah. Saying, hey, it's cool,
hey,
you're a wrestler.
Can you wrestle me?
Hey!
Do you want to wrestle me?
Hey, man, I want to wrestle. Hey. I want to be your tag team partner.
What's your
and
move?
Just go, fuck you, kid.
What's your move?
What's your move? Because
you know...
Hey, I like wrestling, too.
I like wrestling. Can I be a part of your show? With no training?
I wrestle.
Corey Castle hates his fans on Facebook.
Are you the general manager?
Can I apply for the general manager job, please? Can you speak to the general manager now and get him fired, please?
Sexual harassment. I don't have to take it.
We only have 8 minutes left of the first quarter of the season finale.
Oh my god.
How
much of your beer do you have left in your...
There's a lot in this one, and this one's full. This one's probably going to be piss-ass warm by the time we get to it.
Yeah.
I think you're going to beat me, sir.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. I think I had a head start a little bit, because there's nothing in this one. Because
you have a 12-ounce beer. The pony that you have taped here.
I don't get that.
I don't get what a pony is.
What is
I'm old. I don't know what DVDs are. That's a line from Drawn Together, sir.
God, stop using lines from other shit.
I just think it's a funny line, just to say. Here's for an old person that doesn't know what DVDs are, that's pretty fucking funny,
dude.
The
point of this is, there's no really...
There's
really
some
no
old bitch out there right
cut
now.
Cut it out!
Chest tape.
There's no...
Cut it out!
...to what we can and can't say.
What else? What else is funny?
Wait, so you went... Wait. Time out. You tried to find
cut
a television reference to use against us, and you went to Dave Coulier.
Yes.
Doing Cut It Out on Nickelodeon back in 1993.
You're goddamn right I did.
Probably before that. I don't know. I just picked a year at random. 91?
91. 90?
No idea.
And early 90s. Let's just say early.
Dan. Dan.
Break out the Roseanne references here.
DJ. I'm fat.
They say she's the same, but she's not the same.
That's the only thing I can quote from.
Yeah, that's. I have no idea.
That was like the last episode too, though.
It was the last. I don't think it was the last one.
I think it was like.
It was close to it.
Did I do that? That was a funny show.
Wait, yeah.
Do you remember that? Hey guys, do you remember? Did I do that? That was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
We just.
I'm gonna use it every episode
you
though.
Should. Matt Flowers, why do you hate pod trash?
I love myself. I can.
You know,
I
keep bashing the show. I'm not doing it anymore.
I'm not bashing it.
I don't like when you bash the show.
I'm bashing you guys. I love the show.
What do
you
guys? I love this show to death.
So do I.
This is my favorite thing.
It is.
I look forward to
it. So why do you bash it?
What?
Everybody knows. Everybody writes me.
Well, here's
why does Corey bash your show? You're awesome, Matt.
Here's the thing. I look forward to seeing you guys all the time.
Why don't you just fucking stick your tongue down my throat and get it over with?
The whole time that we were coming up with the idea for this, I was like, oh, it's just going to basically... basically be like, you know, what we do anyway.
We just have to make out, dude.
That's why we started this whole thing.
Yeah, we were like, oh, it's going to be like...
We hang out anyway, and we just talk about random shit, and we laugh at each other, and we, you know, that's why we decided, hey, you just throw a... So a record switch on and I'm gonna stop talking for a little
switch.
While.
There's a thing called electricity.
Hit that record switch.
You just wind up the gears a little bit.
I mean, you got the cotton gin.
Get a running start.
Pull the switch. It's a big forked switch. Igor.
We gotta wind up the propellers.
We have to open up the sunroof and let the lightning come in.
Just all right, so we're going to do some coke and come back with a new episode.
Edward Part Heroin two. Hands is going to be the next game that we play.
Cocaine.
Edward Heroin Needles.
We can all have different drugs.
We can all have different drugs.
Everybody has.
There's no limit to the drugs that
Edward
we can do.
Drugs hands.
I have a feeling that Matthew Flowers is going to get very angry by the end of this 2-hour
I was
show.
Pissy all day today.
I know you were. Dude. But I have the feeling that the watch... Because you're pretty much done pissy. Drinking. I mean, you're going
to...
No, have,
I have a, like 40 ounces
yeah,
left.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
You don't even have a 40 ounce.
I told you, I'm going to do some blow in the bathroom, and we're going to rock this shit.
No. I'm just meaning that...
I forgot that you mentioned that. Oh, man.
You're just going to, like, sip at things here and there. You're not going to, like... I mean, after you finish that 40, I think you're done. Am I wrong?
On what, drinking?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, that's going to be done within the next half an hour, I'd say.
Do you want to bet on that?
No.
No, because you're the one who can control
dude,
I'm of you drinking.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to bet I'm not going to take 4 steps that way?
No, yeah, great example. Great example.
That is, actually. I really like that. That makes... That makes a lot of sense. I like that.
Fuck you.
Let's end this.
He said it makes sense, and it's his goddamn show. And if it's his show, and he's the one who says it makes sense.
Stop yelling.
Fuck you. It's right.
Apparently, at some point, I said that it was just my show, and I flipped out. According to, I need to go back and listen to the show that I'm so proud of, Podtrash. Because apparently, I just was like, "Yeah, it's my show. Fuck you guys." According to Mr. Corey Castle here, Corey Vivian Castle.
Well, it's Matt's show too, because. Remember we were watching the one pay-per-view and he said something happened and he's like, I said that on my podcast! And we were all like...
Hey. It's all of our podcasts. Can we say...
Our podcast.
Dude, it's your podcast. You can say that it's my podcast. You can say that. It's my podcast.
I say ours every time. Whenever I explain it to anybody, I say our podcast.
No, I say mine. It's my show.
I don't
mean that I own the show. I don't mean that I'm the star of the show. Mm. I just mean that it's, hey, I do a podcast. I don't say we do a podcast. I say, hey, I do a podcast. So maybe you can get your head out of your ass and stop jerking off all over my face.
What? Oh, man.
That's my code for...
Got him. fucking got him. So good.
Oh, man, I'm going to listen to that over and over and over again. Oh, I can't wait to download this on iTunes.
I can't wait till Bobcat like,
he's coming.
Are we seriously just going to put ourselves down the entire goddamn
hey.
I'm not doing that. You are that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I didn't do that.
When did Balky get here? What the fuck? I'm not doing that, cousin.
Who's the laddie? I can't even do it anymore.
I know.
Because once you point out that I'm doing something one way, I can never go back to doing it that way again. Something wrong with me. Like,
I really thought I would be done both of these.
Dude.
He's got 40s taped to his hands, and he's trying to press...
Hello?
Really?
You're an asshole.
He's got his phone on the table.
Hello?
And his head against the phone. So his head is basically on the table. You're going to have to hang up on that person, sir, if you can.
They're not there. It's somebody who's in this room, and they're fucking with me.
It's someone in this room. Your job is now to guess who.
There's 1,000 people in here. Who would be calling
it's
you?
Our studio audience. No.
Heather.
Okay,
it's my fiance.
I have everybody's number.
She's fucking with your ear, sir.
So I'm going to guess it's Margo's.
She's fucking with your ear, sir.
All right.
She's got a blue phone.
I forgot about you, but almost everybody else, I have their numbers.
All right, well.
I like your phone. It's very blue.
Blue.
We are going to wrap up this quarter. We're only quarter with done. I apologize. That was gross.
Maybe that's a week from now on this very...
Did you get a free box of crayons with that phone?
Hey!
I love how he's just talking about visual things.
Yeah, play it cool. We're talking about the show, and you're fucking distracted.
All right. Let me wrap up the first quarter, right? Right.
Do really? It.
Okay.
Do it.
Rick Feinberg, Corey Castle, Flowers.
We gotta talk some shit.
Do we?
Some shit.
Can we plug it at the end?
Yeah.
Are we going to remember?
It is the end right now.
No, but we have...
the end of the first joke.
The first quarter. But this is the first joke.
We're going to put ones out each week, right?
Okay. Yeah, all right. We can do that, sure.
So this week...
Yes?
We'll talk about...
Subway.
Next week.
Oh.
And then the next
week. Do we have actual... I'm not going to be anywhere this week. Oh, actually, yes. I mean, well, nobody goes to OTW.
No, but I mean...
Old time wrestling.
On Monday.
If you want to look it up.
On Monday, I'm going to be at the Helium Comedy Club.
Okay, then you go ahead and plug that.
Yeah, hey, plug.
3 days from now.
It's
if he wants to plug,
let's plug some stuff.
Plug some stuff. I don't have anything. Matt doesn't have anything.
I'm going to do this.
I wanted to plug our Facebook page.
Okay.
Matt put some funny stuff on there sometimes.
Did he? I gotta look at it.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it.
Matt does put some funny stuff on there. And I put up, like... What originally happened was that you put up a group page, and I started posting on there to make people pay attention to
it. Nobody follows a group page. It's fan page.
Everybody who is here right now.
Did you hear that pound? That is me turning 140 upside down.
Is that
140 is in the book. No. I just made up that.
New rule.
New rule.
New rule. You turn it upside down.
Oh,
and guess
there
what?
Was this, left.
There's episode. This episode of Pod Trash. Has been brought to you by Edward
Duct Tape.
And Duct Tape. And if you want to hear more ridiculous, stupid, asshole-y fucking podcast stuff, listen next week at this very time.
Because we're going to keep on drinking. This is all. This is. By the way, this is happening in 4 shows, but this is. It's going to be displayed over 4 weeks, but this is happening in one night.
Yeah.
It's 4 half-hour shows happening all together.
If you like Lord of the Rings, you're going to like this fucking podcast.
It is nothing like Lord of the Rings.
All right.
Pick this up.
Woo! Lord of the Rings! Woo! How even